Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we give you guys the rundown on all the latest NFL news and action. We're actually going to start with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, with Kansas City being so close to winning a Super Bowl, they actually had some confusing moves this offseason in terms of, you know, are they really trying to win a Super Bowl? Obviously, we know they are, but just hear me out and hear this article. I think you guys will understand where I'm coming from. The Kansas City Chiefs better have a plan for replacing Justin Houston and Dee Ford. No one has been talking about it, talking about how far those two losses can set them back. So, you know, the Chiefs lose Justin Houston and Dee Ford, and that could really set them back. You know, NFL insiders have been quiet when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs and their decision to part ways with Justin Houston and Dee Ford. Those were the team's best two pass rushers, and it's somewhat surprising that this organization believes they can compete without either one of them on their roster. It's a very risky decision to go this route, but the idea is they'll get younger and avoid taking a large salary cap hit. The problem is Kansas City was so close to winning a Super Bowl, and it's hard to believe they're as close without Houston and Ford. Usually Andy Reid is loyal to a fault with his players, but it's obvious he can taste the championship, and that's why Reid is willing to bend on some of his philosophies. Still, though, Houston had 18.5 sacks over the past two seasons, and Ford added 13 sacks in 2018. To completely deplete your pass rush is a questionable move at best, and it almost guarantees that the Chiefs will make a run at somebody in free agency of the draft. They already picked up Alex Okafor to limit the loss of those two defenders, but keep an eye on Ezekiel Ansah or someone like Ja'Kai Polite in the first round. Those are a couple of solid options available, and it'll at least give the defensive line a fighting chance. You know, Polite would be the cheaper option, but you can't be sure his game will translate over to the professional level. Ansah has some concerns of his own, and it's clear there's some durability issues there. However, at the end of the day, another piece is needed, and it's going to come from somewhere. Regardless of the decision Kansas City makes, it's imperative that they get someone who can be a 10 sacks a year type of player. Even then, it might not be anywhere near where they were at a year ago. You know, it's going to be hard to replace both these guys. You know, I think Andy Reid probably should have kept one of them and did a slow transition to getting a couple of new pass rushers in there, but he dumped them both. And, you know, last year they had over 20 sacks. Those two guys had over 20 sacks. I think Okafor had like 4 sacks last year. So even if you get a 10-sack guy to go with Okafor's 4 sacks, that's still a significant step back. And not to mention, it's going to be hard to just nail a 10-sacks-a-year player unless, you know, you trade up and get Josh Allen, which it's possible that they might do that. Maybe they'll, you know, Kansas City will trade up with, you know, the Jets and get Josh Allen at 3 out of Kentucky, who had 17 sacks last year. But even with Allen, there's that question marks, I guess you can say, is his game going to translate over to the next level? Because some guys, they're stars in college, they're Heisman winners, and then they get to the NFL and they're nobodies. Happens all the time. Sometimes they were in favorable systems that helped, you know, them rack up big stats. Sometimes they were very good players in college, but their size or their tendencies don't really fit the professional game. Now, do I think Josh Allen and Ja'Kai Polite can play? Yeah, I think both of those guys are actually going to be pretty good players. Will it be right away? I don't know. I think Josh Allen can probably step in and play right away. I think Polite might be able to be a 5 sacks guy his first year, maybe more if it's a diamond in the rough. But it could easily be, you know, and when I say, yeah, I mean Polite, he could easily be a 2 sacks a year player, and then a 5 sacks a year player, and then his third year be up to 7.5 or 8 sacks. So just to take away these significant defensive pieces who are probably the best two defenders on this team, it's a super, super risky move. And remember, if D4 doesn't line up off sides, Kansas City is probably going to beat New England and be in the Super Bowl. So I just don't know. I think, you know, even though they needed to save, you know, some cap space for 3, 4, 5 years down the road, it almost feels like, you know, your Super Bowl window is what, 1, maybe 2 years? Because eventually you're going to start losing pieces. And yeah, you can reload, but it's easy to lose it in the NFL. You can be out of competition just like that and be a losing team, just fighting to be 500. So I don't think that they'll fall off that much because Patrick Mahomes is going to save them single-handedly, but defense wins championships. You have to get after Tom Brady. You have to get over after Tom Brady. You have to get after all the good quarterbacks that are going to, you know, air it out on third down, keep the chains moving, put up points. And you stop those guys or you counter them by having D4, Justin Houston, guys like that who are 10-plus sacks a year type of players. So just crazy that happened. I don't know if it's the best move for Kansas City, but apparently that's what their organization believed was the best move for them. Yeah, I think Houston's a free agent. We know D4's now on San Francisco, so life goes on. The next topic, the Chicago Bears will peak before ever reaching a Super Bowl. Their offense isn't good enough to win it all, and a lack of draft picks will cause their window to close. Last season, the Chicago Bears were one of the most surprising teams in the NFL, but a lot has changed from then until now. The fans in the Windy City were raving about Ryan Pace after he traded for Khalil Mack, but that deal could come back to haunt this franchise. While there's no doubt that Mack is one of the most dominant defenders in the entire league, it's the cost of that trade which is handicapping Chicago's future. For the next two drafts, the Bears will be without their first-round picks. That's along with this franchise's 2019 sixth-round pick and 2020 third-round pick. Plus, Pace traded away another second-round pick in 2019 to land wide receiver Anthony Miller. With so much draft capital missing and limited cap room, there's some serious troubles on the horizon. Stepping back and looking at the situation, it almost feels like the Bears went all in just to win NFC North titles. Truthfully, that's the ceiling for this offense because they're not good enough to bring home a Vince Lombardi trophy. Matt Nagy's a great play caller, but that side of the ball only scored 15 points in their playoff loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Adding Cordarrelle Patterson isn't going to be much of an improvement from where they were, and those mid to late round draft selections can't save them either. This is aside from all the other questions about their offense. You know, does Mitchell Trubisky have what it takes to win a championship? Was the Allen Robinson signing worth his $15 million per year cap hit? Can any of these receivers get separation against elite defenses? Everyone is feeling good about this roster because they have Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith, etc. But if those guys don't score a lot of defensive touchdowns, eventually Leonard Floyd, Eddie Jackson, and Akeem Hicks' contracts are going to come to an end. So the window to win it all gets a little bit smaller every year, and time is ticking away as we speak. Now, I'm not trying to be a Bears fan, and I'm sure you guys heard on some of these podcasts that I'm a lifelong Detroit Lions fan. I am, I'll admit it. I love the Lions, and the Bears are a division rival. And I'll tell you what, I get a lot more satisfaction out of trolling the Green Bay Packers than I do trolling the Chicago Bears. In fact, it's the exact opposite. I love what the Chicago Bears have going on right now. Defensively, it's just so awesome to watch what all that defensive talent can bring to the table. But as good as they are on defense, they're equally as bad on offense. you know, Matt Nagy can cover up some of the problems with, you know, his jet sweeps and some of his creative play calls. But at the end of the day, they don't have enough talent. Mitchell Trubisky, you know, when I watched him in the preseason, his rookie year, he seemed like a completely different player than he is now. And it seems like he's kind of gotten worse. Now, that's not technically true because his stats have gotten better, but his style of play has become less favorable for my preferences. And what I mean by that is when I first seen Mitchell Trubisky play in the preseason, he was just slinging the football. And obviously that's what you want for a quarterback. But this last season, he really started to become like a mobile guy. And he was rolling out, throwing on the run a lot. And that's dangerous. That's a dangerous game for your quarterback to be playing in the NFL. I prefer a pocket passer like Tom Brady, who just catches the ball out of shotgun, hitches his feet, and then throws right away and gets the ball out of his hands quickly. And those type of quarterbacks are less susceptible to big hits. You know, running quarterbacks, they get laid out, you know, 3-4 times a game, and it's just not sustainable through a whole entire season. So I'm worried about Mitchell Trubisky. I, you know, initially when I watched him, I said, hey, for sure, hey, this guy can just sit in the pocket and beat you. And now he's not sitting in the pocket and beating teams. So now his grade goes from an A down to a B. Now, if this offense has any shot at winning a Super Bowl, Mitchell Trubisky has to be an A on the offensive side of the ball. He needs to be an A quarterback. That running, trying to be mobile, trying to innovate and find new ways, I get it. But to me, that tells me that you're uncomfortable with just being a pure pocket passer. So B grade, and if Chicago wants to take the next step, he's got to evolve into an A. He's got to be a pocket passer. He's got to beat teams with his arm. He's got to win from in the pocket and, you know, cut down on the running. You know, they made Michael Vick cut down on the running for a reason. They wanted him to win from the pocket. He was the best runner of all time. So Mitchell Trubisky has to do the same thing. I can't believe we're even talking about that, but it's the truth. And then who else is going to step up? Allen Robinson had a good game against Philadelphia, but Taylor Gabriel disappeared. Anthony Miller disappeared. Now, Anthony Miller is another guy that's going to have to step up and take the next step for this offense to be good. Allen Robinson had the big playoff game, but he was quiet through the regular season, fell below expectations. So that signing immediately becomes a B grade at best. He hasn't been an A. Was he an A in the playoffs against Philadelphia? Absolutely. But the regular season, they need more because you got to make the playoffs before you can have big games in the playoffs. And then for some reason, they want to get rid of Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard has been a workhorse for them. He's done everything he's done everything he's possibly could for those guys. And now they want to get rid of him. It's just like, dude, go get another wide receiver, get some more linemen, clean it up on the offensive side of the ball, and give your team a fighting chance. That's the only way you're going to get there. I don't think they can work any more trades because they can't give up any more draft capital. There's not many players they can give away and keep everything together. Maybe they could get rid of Leonard Floyd because he's got a contract coming up, and maybe they could hold things together defensively without Leonard Floyd, but you really want to keep him there to have that championship caliber defense. But they got to find a way to score some points. Starts with Mitchell Trubisky. Anthony Miller's got to be better and take the next step because they gave up that second round pick to get him. Allen Robinson has to be the ace 24/7, all 16 games plus the playoffs. Taylor Gabriel can't be just a jet sweep guy in the regular season. He needs to make plays in the playoffs. And really, that's what it comes down to. But a lot of doubts for Chicago, you know, with all those draft picks missing for the next 2 years. And, you know, like I said, Leonard Floyd, Eddie Jackson, Akeem Hicks, their contracts are going to come up in the next 3 years. So that window is going to start to close before we know it because key pieces of that defense will be leaving. And then the Kansas City Chiefs are losing two key pieces too. So that's tough for those two teams. And maybe they'll defy the odds, but you just got to call it like you see it. And that's me telling it like it is. I'm John Kuzma. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.